Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 338, top of the day to you, Steph.
Hello.
Oh, wait. Was this last week as well?
I don't know. Cheers. Charles.
So I thought of this quiz today. I was like, this is something that you're going to go, oh, my God, and then think you don't know any of it.
Really?
Because you won't. You'll be like, I can't remember.
Oh, is it about Troop Beverly Hills?
No, but that would have been a good one.
That's a good one.
We'll save that one. We'll save that one. But it is something from your childhood.
It's not that movie that I was apparently obsessed with.
No, and no. None of us we can't find the name it, of it. And I keep looking for it. I would tell you what that movie was if I knew.
It's about
do a quick synopsis.
T-shirt and I was moving on. Sorry. I don't remember what it was about.
Oh, the thing that I thought
No, all I remember were there were puppets as the characters, like think Muppet, Sesame Street puppets.
But they weren't Muppets. No, they weren't.
They weren't. They were generic. And they put them in the washing machine.
And that's it.
That's all I can remember.
I've just had this thought now. It may not have even been a movie. It could just have been like three episodes of a show.
No, I think it was a movie because I used to get it out at Video Easy.
Yeah. Week after week. Well, not really.
Probably.
You would also get the Daisy Duck one as well.
Oh, yeah, with the green high heels. I chose it because green, high,
green
heels
high heels. And it was gold. It was a gold cover because it was like swish.
Yeah.
Very swish.
I realised that my memory of the thing that went in the washing machine, it was very mixed in with Return to Oz.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think because we try and remember it and then we end up thinking about the women's heads in the glass
jars. That's exactly
jars.
The bit. Yeah. That's exactly the bit that I get muddled up and then I think, was that the washing machine show?
We must have been watching it on the same day or something. It must have been a rainy day and we were allowed to watch both.
And I think both of them had that sort of a storyline of a kid as the main character, a real human with these things that come alive that probably shouldn't be alive.
Yeah.
You know, like in Oz, there were those things on roller skates, wheelies.
And
then the wheelies I get mixed up with, what was the Michael Jackson version of Wizard of Oz?
Oz.
Oz.
Wasn't it?
Now I don't know.
Wizard of Oz.
Geez, I'm so informative today.
Really?
Do you remember the movie with the Muppets
the
washing machine?
Because I don't. Can you tell me?
Return to Oz with the heads and the wheels. Oh, no, the wheels are from the Michael Jackson one.
That's right.
Great watching suggestions.
Brilliant.
Enjoy.
If you can
welcome.
Find them. Now it is time for the
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
Nicola Colan,
mm-hmm.
Jessica Gunning. Now, those two names are of actresses that you will definitely know. And the reason I'm talking about them, sorry, obviously, Nick, that's my friend, Nick from Derry Girls and Bridgerton.
Besties.
And Jess was, she played the stalker lady in the one that you watched, the
Baby Reindeer.
Yeah, Reindeer Show.
Cool.
So they have been cast in the film adaptation of Enid Blyton's The Faraway Tree.
Ooh, I love that.
This is something.
Wait, who are they going to be? We don't know.
Okay. All right. So it's based on the series of it. So I don't know how many, right? I don't know how many books. Is it going to cover a few or is it going to cover the first one? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But for people like me who don't really remember, because I only sat there and listened to the story.
The book.
Because you had it read to you every single night, right?
We didn't read The Magic Faraway Tree. We read The Folk of the Faraway Tree.
Oh, because they were different. Okay.
Yeah.
So Polly and – okay. So Foy, I think – it's about these kids, right?
So one of them got renamed because they had an old-fashioned name that is colloquially referred to as a female anatomy part.
So that one's name is now Fran?
Fran.
Okay.
Franny. She got a letter inserted. Oh, that's –
yep, you did a really good job there. Anyway, the children discover a magical tree, and you go to the tree, and then it has like little characters who are a bit
weird.
Yeah,
they live in the tree.
They live in the tree, and they can take you to different worlds.
No. At the top of the tree.
The top of the tree.
There are lands, and they rotate. They come and go when they want to, and there are lands at the top of the tree, and there'll be different lands, like the land of make-believe or the land of lies or the land of sweets.
Okay, okay, okay. So Nick.
Yeah.
Dairy Girls Bridgerton. She'll be playing the woodland fairy Silky.
Mm.
And you've got
Silky's lovely.
You've got all the others. I don't want to give some away because...
Give them all away.
No, I can't for reason. Okay, I'll just do...
Okay, is the other one Mrs. Wishy-Washy?
Mr. Wuzzy Name is Oliver Chris.
Mr. What's-His-Name.
What's-His-Name is played by Oliver Chris.
Yeah.
Lenny Henry's in it. Michael Palin is in it. This is going to be pretty good. There's a massive list.
Who's Saucepan Man? Who's Moonface?
Okay, let me. I just scrolled away from that. Moonface is played by Nonzo Anozie, who's been in Ted Lasso and Sweet Tooth. That would be a really good one. Good casting, I mean. Saucepan Man.
Yeah.
Is Dustin Demery Burns, who is in Slow Horses and the Great. There's going to be a lot of people.
My dream job, if I were an actor, I'd be like,
this is the one.
Forget this is the one. Marvel, I do not want it. I want to be in the Faraway Tree.
We should go and watch that when it comes out.
Yeah.
Like, I hope it comes out into cinemas.
I imagine it would be on the same love level.
Yeah.
As the TV miniseries of Alice in Wonderland.
Obviously.
You know, when you've got a big ensemble cast and,
you just gotta
and
roll
a beloved book.
Yes. Famous book series.
Mm.
Deadpool and Wolverine is a – well, they're both beloved
they are
cartoon
beloved.
Characters. Yeah. And there's, like, been a new teaser trailer for the movie that has Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman in it. And – do you remember a few weeks ago we were talking about the Knives Out, the three,
yeah.
the third one, and fans are like making casting,
yeah,
wild casting
so
guesses. So in this, right, there are legs that you see in the teaser trailer. You just see legs. That's all, just a pair of legs for about a second, right,
man,
in one of the shots. Fans are speculating, is it Lady Deadpool? Who's going to play Lady Deadpool if it's Lady Deadpool? And, of course, the biggest name, you know, the obvious name that came out immediately was Blake Lively.
It
Wouldn't
is.
That be good?
Yeah, 100%.
Wouldn't that be really
100%.
Good? 100%. Because if it's anybody else, except for maybe Emily Blunt, like because she's Emily Blunt, right?
Yeah.
But if it was anybody else, you'd be like, oh, that should have been Blake Lively. That was
Anne
the-
Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway would be good.
She appears in all sorts of stuff.
Along the lines
it.
Of like Cate Blanchett as well. Like she's in a whole heap of stuff. But I feel like you'd be happier, like fans would be happier with a Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Also, I saw the Borderlands trailer. Mm. Borderlands, of course, is the video game. I think there was three of them. And then you had Tiny Tina's Wonderland, which is an offshoot of it. Anyway, the Borderlands film has Cate Blanchett in it and Kevin Hart. And Claptrap is voiced by, of course, Jack Black. It looked quirky and exactly like Borderlands. So I'm sure people will get angry at it because people get angry
they
at
do.
It. But I think it had the right tone.
Hmm.
Last week we were talking about a show that I've started watching the second series of. Do you remember what it was? Australian?
Oh,
about the dog?
Yeah, from accounts.
Yeah, Colin from accounts. Yeah.
I could think of Steve and I'm like, that's so wrong.
Pretty close though. Anyway, you were like, yeah, they're married.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? And you're like, oh, I hope I got it right. You did.
It. Yeah.
And I saw this article on Hollywood Reporter and they're not talking about the show, the Australian show that Don Binge and Foxtel. No, they're talking about the Australian show on Paramount Plus in America. And they were interviewing both of them.
Yep.
And it was kind of both their ideas but her idea more.
Yes.
And he was like, she was like, I've got an idea. So she started writing it. And he was like, this is really good.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could write. She's like, I've never have. This is
first time I've done it.
Yeah. Obviously, like, just
hate being so talented.
Yeah. Just the right ingredients at the right time. And I really want because, you know, sometimes we talk about shows that we're not sure if they're over in other countries. This one is definitely in America. So please, Americans, watch it on Paramount Plus. If it's on other Paramount Pluses across the world, try and watch it as well. It's really good.
Do yourself a favor.
It's really, really good. And we've got a couple of episodes now, maybe three episodes out in Australia, but I'm saving them now. I have to watch two in a row.
Yeah, okay.
That's the rule. So you could watch two now, stop at the third, save it
for the next one to be released. Yeah.
So that, look, I'm just throwing ideas out for you. We kind of have to skedaddle through the news because we have to have dinner soon.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Me too.
It's been a long time since I had lunch.
What'd you have?
Gnocchi.
What was on the...
Tomato.
Just tomato.
So like Heinz tomato sauce. No, I lie.
Yeah, bit right. What did I have?
Bit of canned stuff. Nah,
so I had a cheese and lettuce sandwich at 9:30 this morning because I've been up since 4. But then I came back and I had some dip.
Nice.
There are some dips in the fridge from Marnie who came over.
Thanks for sharing.
Oh, there's still more if you want them. You didn't suggest that you were hungry. Anyway, we can't eat when there were two little people around. Side note, before we get into the watching suggestions, we were playing Stardew Valley and we were like, let's just give that couch co-op one more go.
Yeah.
It worked.
You did it.
So we did it. We did a day together. We got so much done. And then we gave the remote control to either the 2 or the 4-year-old.
Yep.
And it meant that was a wasted day. Not so much Chloe 4-year-old. She starts doing a few things.
She knows her way around.
Yeah, she knows her way around. Henry would just stand, like, he's not actually doing anything.
He's just
holding the remote control.
The controller hostage.
Because it was good then because you were able to still do stuff while that controller was just.
But our farm is so busy.
We've got so much. It's spring. Spring now.
It takes us the whole day to get
ducks,
stuff done.
Ducks, chickens, a rabbit.
Rabbit.
Don't we have a rabbit?
I didn't buy a rabbit.
I thought you bought a rabbit.
No, I couldn't. Well, I was going to.
Oh, you couldn't buy the rabbit.
They wouldn't let me.
We've got a void.
We've got two cows.
And two cows who are now at milking age.
And a very busy plot of land.
Oh, so busy. So busy.
We're so busy we forget we've got an orchard.
Oh, yeah. Every 2 or 3 days we go there, we're like, look at all the cherries and apricots.
Yeah. That's probably the way to do it, though. Forget about your orchard. Yeah. Just go there once a week.
Yeah, we're only making jam out of it, preserves.
Yeah.
So Stardew Valley update done. And now it's time to get into the watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Can I just say before we get into, like, the main ones,
all right.
I just want to catch up. I finished that limited series, 6 episodes of Eric on Netflix with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Really good. I got Mum to start watching it. I don't know if she's finished. I doubt she has.
I saw it come up on my screen again and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Do I start now?
Yes. Or whenever you
and
want.
And the answer
whenever
you're is.
I was going to say whenever you're in the mood, but remember I wasn't in the mood and watched it and then was in the mood.
Yeah, that's true.
I couldn't stop. I watched like 3 episodes. 6 episodes done. Tick that off the list of things to watch.
I love a good short limited series.
Me too.
You can get into it, can't you?
Especially when it's kind of like that, has this child's missing? Has he been kidnapped? Yeah, is he dead? Is he alive? Did he run away? Is it
it's
all
like the Harlan
in
Corbin
your imagination?
Ones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah, so
it's a book.
One
it's a
and
book.
Done, right?
Yeah.
Story's done, it's done. What have you watched this week?
I also dabbled in a short series and I actually went on SBS. I actually went on SBS On Demand and I looked up, it was something like finish it in a weekend or binge in a weekend. I can't remember
what
they call it.
That is a really good category.
That's a really good category. And that came up. I went, yes, I will. I haven't finished it, but it's a long weekend, I can keep going. Anyway, it's a 2020 production and it's called 2 Weeks to Live. It's from the UK. It stars Maisie Williams, Sean Clifford, a host of other people. And it's a comedy drama. Now, what's good about it? A little bit, maybe a little bit Fargo-esque the way that the drama is so heavy that you forget it's a comedy drama. And so when the jokes drop, you're like, oh, that, I wasn't expecting that to happen. There's another series, and I just can't think of what it is, that has the same sort of feel.
But was there there was a show that you've watched a couple of seasons of? What? How Women Murder?
Oh, yeah.
Is it that got that?
No.
Feel?
No, okay. No, sorry. No, it's more sort of the Fargo-esque. However, the filming of it does have a feel of Tarantino. There are just moments that I go, oh, I reckon Tarantino would be quite proud of that. Those angles.
I didn't even know this was out.
No, it's good. Okay, so it's called 2 Weeks to Live, and it's about a young misfit.
Is that
girl.
Maisie?
Yes. And
for those playing at home, Arya Stark from Game of Thrones.
And she has been raised in isolation by her mother, her mother's choice, since she was a very, very young girl. And that was because her father died under quite strange circumstances. And I was about to say, and Maisie was involved.
And that's the end. Maisie now you don't involved. Have to watch
her
it.
Her name is Kim. The character is
Kim.
Yeah,
okay.
And Kim was sort of involved. So the series starts with... The timeline does jump around a little bit, but it starts with Kim obviously choosing to leave this isolation.
Okay.
I'm not talking quarantine. It's not that kind of isolation.
How old is she? Because she's
21.
Okay, because Maisie's got quite a young face, and I thought she could still be playing a teenager.
She does kind of look like a teenager, yeah. I'll be honest. But she's come out, and the world is very different from what she
has been told
oh, and been used good. To. And so she's that's really, good. Really naive in situations.
Yeah, right.
And then with the flick of a wrist, she controls the situation and reacts in a way that you go,
interesting.
Ooh, maybe she's not so innocent and naive as you think she is. I don't want to give anything away in terms of more of the plot.
Because it sounds like it takes some interesting swerves.
And really fast.
For the audience.
I have to say, the first few minutes,
yeah.
You're like, what is this?
That's
Where
cool.
is this
That's
going?
That's really cool.
The episodes are only about 25 minutes, which is nice because you're in episode 2 before you even realize it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
25 minutes is really bingeable too.
Really, really bingeable.
You know, you can watch 3 of those and go, oh, yep. No, I kind of want to slow down.
Yeah. That's exactly what
is
I did.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to episode 4 and I thought, I'm going to leave it a day or two.
Yeah.
I know they said you could do it in the weekend, but I'm going to leave it a day or two and finish it off.
SBS On Demand is one of those places, because it's free here. In Australia, SBS is – so it's not the government-run
– broadcasting.
Broadcast. That's the ABC. That's like the BBC, right?
Yes.
But it is part government-funded, but it also has ads.
Yes.
And it started that – 25 years ago, years and years ago. But it means that they will show you stuff, but ads will be on the beginning, maybe a few in between in the show.
And when you're streaming, it tells you exactly when the ad is going to
you
be.
Already know.
You already know, and you know it's going to be one ad, maybe two.
Yeah.
And they move on really quickly.
But it's free, right?
Yeah.
It's a free streaming site, and it's got a lot of pretty good stuff. Like that's where that was the only place you could watch Handmaid's Tale.
True.
And people, you know, that was the place to go.
Yes.
And they have a lot of foreign series and
that's
films.
That's probably what most people know them about.
Yeah.
That they are art house and they are foreign. So when they started streaming things like Handmaid's, people are like, what?
Yeah.
They do more mainstream stuff.
Yeah. It's big. So there's a lot of what I'm saying is there are a lot of not only interesting things in there, but a lot of big things.
The catalog is impressive.
I watched Weekend of Bernie's on there.
Yes.
I watched This Life, I think it's called.
Yep.
You know the one with Egg from Love Actually?
Yep. All of Stanley Tucci's and Eva Longoria's Searching for Mexico, Searching for Italy. That's all on there.
Alone Australia.
Yeah, the What Women or Why Women
Kill.
Right.
That's you watch it on there. So it's always worth going and having a look.
If
that's what I'm saying. Fargo's on there.
If you're, you know, without saying too much, but if you're feeling that Netflix and that is a little bit dull, it's a bit stagnant, the algorithm's not working for you, head over to SBS On Demand and your mind will be blown.
Yeah, a lot of really good stuff on there. And we're kind of lucky that we have that for free.
And it is free.
And it's one of the biggest streaming services in Australia, as in the most popular.
Yes.
It's crazy. And it's, anyway. I did not go there to watch anything this week because I was getting ready to watch The Acolyte, which is the new Disney Plus Star Wars series.
Yeah.
This is the one about the high, like set in the High Republic. So before, like 100 or so years before the original movies, there is no empire. The Jedi's are number one. They are in control of everything. And then Carrie Ann Moss, Trinity from the Matrix series, is a Jedi master who within the first 5 minutes of this show, the very first episode, is having a Jedi fight with another, like someone else, like it's the Matrix. And I was like, this is the best thing I've seen for a long time, right?
That's crazy.
It was just like, why was this not a thing years ago?
Yeah.
This is exactly what I didn't know I needed. And
does she hold it? Is she exactly the same as...
If you remember, Trinity was very calm, cool, collected, showed no emotions.
Until she kicked you.
Well, of course. But even then, there was no facial expressions. Right. So, yeah, it was all that. This series has a lot of people who are not white males and also does a couple of swerves in the first half of the first episode. And I think people are like, no, that's not what I wanted. And I looked on Twitter.
Yeah.
And there are people complaining.
Of course
they
are.
And I'm like, why are you complaining about this? It's a whodunit and why.
Yeah.
That's what this show is, whodunit and why. We were talking about all these Agatha Christie.
Yeah.
This is what, whodunit, I kind of know who this person is, but who is this? Is that really the person I think it is? Why did they do it? And I saw a couple of funny tweets about it that are like, oh, I went onto, social media to see what people thought about this series.
Yeah.
And apparently they're complaining there are people who are not white males, who are people who are women, and that there's fire in outer space in Star Wars and dot, dot, dot. So the series must be pretty good.
Yeah.
If they're the only three things that people are complaining about. Yep. I think we know
those sorts of people.
They're always going to do
it. And we know that they're very vocal on a keyboard.
And for goodness sake, how many years have we seen fire in outer space in Star Wars?
Yeah.
I don't know, since the first one?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And there were a few little comments and tweets where people are like, you know what, if you're finding it really difficult and you're not enjoying it, maybe don't watch it. Step away and just watch the Star Wars stuff that you do like.
Yeah.
You can watch it again. That's okay.
You don't have to.
You don't have to watch everything.
Like I said, life's too short
to keep reading
a book you're not enjoying.
Yeah.
Life's too short to watch a series you're not interested in.
Just let it go.
Talking about things that probably couldn't work, I saw a reel and it was a guy talking about The Quiet Place or A Quiet Place, you know, the one with Emily Blunt?
Yes, you know there's a third one.
Okay. So he was saying, I've got a major loophole.
Okay.
No, loophole?
Yeah. I'm into this. Go.
And he said, okay. So the producers and everybody, when they released it, they were like, we grew this crop of corn for this movie and we were so lucky that it grew just in time and it's perfect. Look at it. Da-da-da-da. And he goes, here's the problem. Corn has to be tended to by machines. And he's like, this is supposed to be 500 days after the aliens came. He's like, look at the corn. This is a still from the movie. Look at the corn. That's not tended by.
Boom.
That would have died because corn does not continue to grow by itself. It has to be tended to.
We know this because of Stardew Valley.
Stardew Valley. And he said, look at the beautiful, perfect rose it is. That's a machine. He said, could that be like that?
Yeah, right.
And the whole movie is essentially in the corn. Interesting. I love that stuff.
I want to rewatch it because, and I'm kind of tempted to drag you to watch the third one. It's going to be a bit scary.
I don't like scary things.
I'll take it for free. I mean, by free, I mean I've got vouchers.
Will you buy me popcorn?
Yes.
And a frozen Coke?
Yes.
Like you will buy it, not say, yes. I'm bringing you for free, you buy the popcorn?
Probably, yes.
And a choc-toc.
We should have to go and watch Beetlejuice too as well.
That's extra tough because that's scary too.
It's not as scary as A Quiet Place.
Okay, I'll do Beetlejuice.
Excellent.
Will you do the nice chairs that put your legs up?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to get into the quiz. Quiz is simply titled, I think you guessed, Ina Blyton.
I didn't guess.
Really?
No.
Okay. Just about Ina Blyton stuff.
Oh my gosh. I should have watched the movie. Isn't there a movie? Isn't there a movie about her?
Yes. Is it Emily Blunt? I don't know. It probably is, right?
Or Renee Zellweger.
Oh.
One of them does.
Or Emma Thompson.
No, she does.
No.
Peter Rabbit. I don't know. Whatever.
Name all five of the famous five.
What? George.
Mm. I can't believe you're not going through the song, but okay. The song from the 1970s TV show.
Start the song off for me.
We are the famous five with
George.
Jules.
Julian.
So you got Julian. George.
George. Give me the initials. I've got nothing. My brain stopped.
Boy, D.
I'm thinking old fashioned. It's not Daniel.
No, it's
D.
It's short.
Donald.
It's short for Richard.
Oh, Dick.
With Julian Dick and
Anne.
George
and Timmy the dog. Well, that was so unimpressive, Steph.
I was sure you were going to get that. Now, this is a stab in the dark because
I didn't watch
know.
The Famous Five as much. You read it a bit more.
I read it a lot.
I read The Fog of the Faraway Tree on repeat. So I've got a very niche Ina Blyton knowledge.
Okay. Then have a stab in the dark. How many Famous Five books were there?
25.
Oh, yours? Oh, 21.
What?
I would have said about 10 or something because I think that's, wow, okay. We didn't have all of them.
Golly, no.
But they were good books.
Yeah.
Also, Jennifer Saunders and Dawn French. So Dawn was...
Most of my knowledge of the Famous
Dawn
Five.
Dawn was George. Jennifer Saunders was Anne. And like the others. I think Adrian Edmondson was Dick.
And Richardson.
Richardson was Julian. Five Go Mad in Dorset. And there's another one from the comic strip Crescents.
They were great.
Not
lashings of ginger
lashings
beer.
Of ginger beer. Hurrah, bags of lettuce. In the faraway tree, this is going to be so easy because you've already expressed knowledge. Which one of these two is a real character? Madam Teaspoon or the Saucepan Man?
The Saucepan Man.
Yeah, obviously. You knew that. Yeah. He lives with Mr. What's your name?
No.
What's his name?
They don't live together.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's Wikipedia said that.
Well, they all
did.
Live in the same tree.
Oh, that
but they
would
don't.
Be. Yeah.
They're not
yeah.
a gay couple.
So
I mean, maybe they were, but.
We need to reread this.
No, because Saucepan Man is noisy. So.
Oh, sure.
He was deaf because all his pots and pans clattered so much.
I want to reread this.
Oh, it's amazing. And the
pictures I think
the
it's in that cupboard
beautiful.
There, right? No, that's the magic puddings in there.
I think it's in my garage.
Okay. Can I?
Yeah.
Can I have a bowl of
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Do you
sure.
want to read the magic pudding?
No. Nope.
Okay.
Not right now.
Fair enough.
I want to read the faraway tree.
How many faraway tree books were there?
Two or three? Three? Two.
Four.
Four.
Enchanted Wood.
Oh, the Wishing Chair.
From 39. The Magic Faraway Tree, 1943.
Yep.
The Folk of the
yes.
Faraway Tree, 46. And Up the Faraway Tree
up
was 1951.
The faraway tree. Woof.
Yeah. According to Wikipedia, how many books has she sold? Oh, multiple choice. A, 56 million, B, 600 million, or C, 7.4 billion.
What was B?
600 million.
I'm going to go B.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Blew my mind.
But do you remember we had all those books that were all the short stories?
Yes.
Like 13 O'Clock and the
Famous Five. She was Faraway Tree. She was Noddy. She was Secret Seven.
Noddy. I had all the Noddy books.
Okay. Then for the final question, who was Noddy's best friend?
Big ears.
Yeah, well done. Well done. No, that blew my mind about Enid Blyton. In fact, I did see, and I may have accidentally gotten rid of it, but she is one of the most translated authors of all time. I've looked up
she's so
Stardew
good
Valley instead.
Children.
Okay.
You know, so much of her stuff is imaginative and a bit of magic and characters
that
you can really
sense,
get
right?
behind. Yeah, really
during
good.
During the war, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to read all of them because it's not part of the quiz and we want to eat dinner, but these are the most translated individual authors of all time.
Okay.
I'll start with number 6, Danielle Steele.
Makes sense.
Barbara Cartland.
Mm.
Number 4, Enid Blyton. 3, William Shakespeare.
Mm.
2, Jules Verne, who was the French author who did like Around the World in 80 Days
yeah.
and what was it, like Journey
really?
Under the...
I'm surprised by that.
Number 1, Agatha Christie.
So 4 out of the 6 were females.
And from England.
Amazing.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
There was no J.K. Rowling in that. There were 26. But, you know, you think about it, right? Jules, the French bloke, right? He has been around since the 1800s. So he's
but
hundreds
J.K.
of years
J.K. Rowling,
old.
Like, what?
Journey
there
to the Center of the Earth,
20,000
Leagues
Harry
Under.
Potters compared to Enid Blyton's 520 volumes of everything.
I mean, all of the Europe. European countries would have those translations.
Yeah.
They must be all through Asia, maybe Africa.
Yeah. And so many different books translated.
Mm. I thought that was really interesting.
That's cool. I'm really impressed with
you know what I mean?
There.
Like this, I don't know anybody else who would have that much interest in Enid Blyton,
I mean,
within the people that would do this
losers.
Podcast. You know what?
Losers.
Can't say that. You know them. They know you.
Let's see if they come back to
you. Oh, okay. Them's are fighting words. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Mrs. Wishy Washy used to throw her water after she washed just down the tree. And if you weren't listening out for it.
You got it.
You got it. It was like you can't do that on television, but in the book.
Water. Water.